Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. As we come to you live from the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, joined by a couple Falcons players in the noon hour. A couple more Falcons players are going to stop by in the 1 o'clock hour as well. Jalen Walker in about 20 minutes from right now, 15 minutes from right now. And then Kobe Bryant and Xavier Watts in the final segment. Also, our buddy Liam is going to stop by at 1:40 and help us ask questions. And shout out to Davion. Davion, very popular amongst Falcons fans on social media after asking the hard-hitting questions about what was going on with the Falcons and why their season has gone the way they have.
Oh, to be a cute kid. To be a cute kid, man. But great job by Davion, man.
That was amusing.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got a chuckle out of that.
Man. He was good, man. He really did a really, really good job, man.
I thought he did, too.
Yeah, put him on really the toes. Good. Put him on the toes.
Yeah. But again. Lenny's like, I haven't even played.
What are you talking about?
If I didn't fall off, I haven't played.
Could you imagine Mark Zeno saying it like that, though?
Coach, why Mark, y'all fall Mark Zeno, 92 on the game. Why you guys fall off like that?
You'll get shot. Rob, hey.
Get him out of here.
Rob will come up out of himself then. He'll get shot out of here, man. Mark, why you guys fall off like that?
I just like he hit him with like – because, you know, this is the second year we've done this, and a lot of the questions last year were like, yeah, like what's your favorite movie? What do you eat the night before a game? Kind of stuff like that.
No, David got down.
And he hit him with what? How, when do you go to bed? Like that, you know, all right, cool, here we go. Softball stuff.
I got him.
And then got him nice and calm, nice and relaxed.
I got him.
And then hit him with the jab.
I got him.
It was great.
Yeah, that was awesome, man.
There should be a kid at every press conference.
You think so?
Yeah.
They usually are, but like – No, because we get on the people nowadays because of the hey, Ma! Mm-hmm. Those guys would be Howard Hill.
If they're going to let them there.
If they're going to let them there, let Davion in.
If randomblogger.org gets to go to all of those questions.
Let Davion up in that thing, man. And let him ask the hard-hitting questions. Mm-hmm. Where, you know what? Because Davion, like, we're about his relationship.
No.
We're like that.
Nice.
Yeah. He's not getting the email.
He's in seventh grade. Don't worry about history.
Yeah,
class.
He's not getting the email.
I heard a question asked to Lincoln Riley after they lost to Oregon, after USC lost to Oregon on game day, that said there was a sign out front of the stadium that said, sign Lincoln Riley to a lifetime contract, an Oregon fan. What do you have to say to other fan bases feeling that way about you? Can you imagine asking a coach that question?
Dump
on. Yeah, it's just one of the – like, there's been a lot of really bad questions this year, but I was like, wow, you asked a coach about a game day sign?
Yes, but that's the thing about it. That's what I'm saying. Like,
okay. Where are we getting these credentials from?
I don't know, man, but it is what it is. They let somebody know somebody, man, or somebody got something on somebody. It's one of the things where you're like, you been here that long, huh? What you got up in your camera roll?
I just don't.
I don't get it. I don't get it. But it is what it is, though. We can't do it. Because you know what? We don't go to press conferences.
I haven't been to one in a while.
Yeah, we don't go to press conferences.
We used to go to a lot of press conferences.
Yeah, the one time it was kind of made like a mandatory thing. You took one for the show.
Yeah, I don't mind going to press conferences. That's just not really.
I mind. I don't really like going up there. I'm just sitting there with because I'm going to be well. Point of order. You know, point of order or whatever y'all doing there. I've never asked a question at a press conference.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I never asked a question at press
conference. You just say, raise your hand, and then they call on you.
What am I supposed to do?
Randy McMichael, 92.9 The Game, and then you ask.
That sounds so damn weird to me. Me saying it.
Why? It's where you work.
I know that, but me, can you see me at a podium asking a coach a question?
I could.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. You got the versatility in there.
I'm very versatile, man. I'm Scottie Pippen at this thing. But, I mean, outside of, you know, my wife don't treat me like his wife treated him.
I was going to say, that's the versatile?
Yeah. I'm talking about on the court. Yeah, man.
Fair enough.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I got a good gal. But I'm just saying, like, me sitting there. Hey, excuse me, Ra. Yes.
You don't have to do a different voice. You could do a normal voice.
I can do it like me. Hey, Ra. Yeah. Like I do it.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. As long as Mike Conti don't make me go
I don't
up
think
there.
You're going to do it. I just think you could.
But I'm saying, if Mike Conti's a Randy. We need you to go up there to Fryer. I'd be shy.
He'll never do that.
I'll sit in the back. I'm in the back.
That's okay.
With my hat down on my eyes.
That's what I
just hoping he don't call on me.
Well, no one's gonna call on you unless you raise your hand. It's not.
Oh, yeah. Don't call on me. Like
it's not reading class.
Randy, you got something. Randy, you got something back there.
Nope. No one's gonna do that. Nope. Well, they might do it to you because they know you. But yeah, that probably wouldn't happen.
Nah.
And I do also say, like, for young reporters in those scenarios, it is okay to just sit there. It's okay to just sit and observe. If you don't have a good question or anything to add to it, then don't ask anything.
Right.
Sit back there and hang out. You know what I mean? Learn. It's all right.
Learn
by listening.
We got the beautiful kids, and obviously
you got two years and one mouth.
Some beautiful dogs.
Listen
outside.
Twice as much as you talk. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. There's some beautiful dogs outside. I just saw a golden retriever that was out here with the kids and everything like that. So I'm like, they got dogs. They got Falcons players. They giving away these beautiful trees. Got these wonderful children. Look at Davion. They got his face painted like the Joker.
Oh, that's great.
Which is awesome.
That is awesome.
Which is so awesome right there, man. Let me see that.
Very good.
That is awesome right
Very
there.
Very accurate.
That is. Is that the Heath Ledger one?
That's movie quality.
Oh, that's
movie
awesome.
Quality makeup
that,
right there.
That is awesome. But my gal over here, man, Greg Clarkson is here. And Greg brought, and I forgot the young lady's name, but she does the professional makeup for movies.
Yep.
And so she is over here, and she just put the deck on, like, the Heath Ledger.
Yeah, it's the Heath Ledger Joker
face.
It
that
looks
is
incredible.
Freaking awesome, man.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Good job, brother. Good job.
I'll tell you some kids that like to get their face painted.
Yours.
Mine. If we're anywhere, if we're at any festival or whatever and they've got a face paint, we're getting a face paint.
Oh, man.
Those lines are long.
They're long as hell,
and sometimes
dude.
Those people charge an arm and a leg. It's like, really?
Dude, face painting.
$24?
You know the one thing I
– She's going to sweat it off in the car.
The worst thing that about me is like is when we got to sit there and get the funny picture drawn.
Oh, yeah. We've never done that.
Dude.
The caricature?
Yeah, the character painting, like, hey, man, hurry up. I'm trying to sit in there. Take a picture.
When the caricature person like really roasts
it is
the people.
Awesome.
No, it's terrible.
It's
Don't
awesome.
Do that.
It's awesome. Like, because
that lady paid money to have you do that.
But I'm sure they redo it.
I hope so.
I'm sure they redo it. But with like the initial one,
he leaned way too far into her flaws.
The initial reaction of the people when they
see
it.
Would you have to fight that person?
No.
Like if that's your wife,
I would think that you would look at it as joke. Now, if they don't repaint it, then it might be a problem.
I don't know.
But the initial part, you're like, what the hell?
It's like she's not that buck tooth. What are you talking about? That's the only thing you drew. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
What he said to the special teams coordinator and the special teams player is not suitable for him to tell.
Ah.
That.
But all. We know he said it to him.
Yes.
But he's not. Okay.
But no.
I'm sure he.
No.
Okay.
He didn't tell you exactly the words that he came out of his mouth.
Right. Because what happens behind closed doors is not suitable for press conferences, which, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can see with our eyes. We watch the game.
We watched it.
Yeah, we watch the game.
Yeah. And that's always the thing is games. Like, you know. You can never – when you lose the way the Falcons have been losing, you're not going to do anything to make it better in press conferences.
No.
You can fire people, and I guess that'll make, you know, kind of a pound of flesh happy in the fan base briefly, but can fire whoever you want. You're still 4-8.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's,
there's nothing going to change.
They already fired the receivers coach, and that didn't fix anything.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't. That doesn't resonate. You can make it worse in press conferences, though.
Yeah, you
like,
can.
You can give answers that confuse people further.
But
I don't think
that's what it was. But I know that, you know, the takeaway, and I think it was Joe Patrick that asked the question. He's basically saying, no, we're not firing anybody.
Right.
We're going to keep special team coordinator. You know, all right. I mean, fine. Like,
yeah.
Okay. That's how I always view it is when nobody is fired. And then you have everybody, well, they're not serious about winning.
Well, the answer on that one was just weird, though, because it was like that's not our build or whatever, our ethos or whatever it is to do that. It was like, no, kind of, though. You fired the receivers coach after week 3.
Yeah.
Like, that was your ethos that week.
I don't know. That's something else.
It has to be.
It is. It's something that, you know, I think people want to know so bad. And I'm just looking at you like, oh, they're 4-8 because they fired the receiver coach.
Nope.
No.
They're not.
They're not.
But – they'll fire someone in season if need be.
But think about it. That's what I'm saying.
What difference is it going to make if they fire Marquise Williams?
Again, I'm thinking that's something more than what is performance-based. You
sure.
want to say performance-based? Sure. I'm just talking about how I view it's got to be something else, but who cares?
Probably.
They're 4-8.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Probably, but again, like, you could fire whoever you want right now, and the record is the same, and the players are still the players.
Yes.
Like, and ultimately – everybody's going to get fired, probably, the way that this thing is going.
Yes.
You got 5 of them left, and, I mean, you know, you could win all of them and go 9-8, and hopefully that's what happens and you get in the playoffs. Unlikely, obviously. Yeah. But, you know, barring that and some significant help
around the league,
everybody's going to get fired.
My thing all I want to see is this team play a complete game. I want to just play. Show me.
They haven't done it all year.
Yeah, just show me what this team looks like when it plays a complete game.
Even in the Buffalo win, the offense was pretty bad in the second half.
Yeah.
Even in the Washington win, they allowed Mariota and that Commanders defense to put up 27 points on them.
Like, just show me a complete game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then we'll go. I'll go from there. Just show me a complete game.
Yeah, they might not do that.
Yeah. So we'll see.
They're 0-12 on those. They might go 0-17 on complete games. It's hard to do a complete game if you're not very good.
But you tell me they're a good team. They're a good team. They got too much talent.
Well, one guy that's talented is Jalen Walker.
Yes, he is.
He's going to join us next. He's been one of the bright spots, certainly, among the young players on the team. So we'll chat with Jalen Walker, Falcons edge rusher, after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy and Liam and Jalen for this segment. We're broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. Had a great time in the first hour with Nathan Carter and Lenny Craig and Davion,
yes,
who was asking some hard-hitting questions. joining us now, and Kobe Bryant and Xavier Watts are going to join us in about 20 minutes as well. Jalen Walker is here, Falcons
Bulldog
rookie. Yes, sir. Very, very happy to have Jalen Walker with us here on the show. And Liam is here as well, 10-year-old Liam in his Grinch pajamas, looking awesome,
yes,
hanging out with us also. How are you, Liam?
Good.
Yes, Liam is sitting here chilling in. Like I said, he got the awesome PJs on.
Yeah.
He has a secret Santa guy that he got a sign. He got him today.
Uh-huh.
He's got to give him a lot of love, right? Am I right, Liam? And then he magically goes away, right?
I'm actually 9.
Oh, 9. Sorry about that.
My bad. We don't want to age you like that.
That is rule number one with kids. Don't say the wrong age.
We don't want to age you, right? We
don't
age
you.
We don't want to age nobody around here.
9 and a half, maybe? Like, are we getting close to 10?
No, my birthday was last October.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we're not even close to 10.
Yeah, man.
Happy belated birthday.
October 16th.
There you go. Yeah. He's right between mama, my wife, and my son. So, yeah.
My stepmom's birthday is October 15th.
There we go, man. There we go, man. So, Lim, because we were asking Lim, and we were getting Lim likes baseball, right? Braves your favorite team?
Yes.
Okay. Then we asked you your favorite football team, and then I said Georgia, and he gave me a look like,
I don't think.
And then he looked at mom. He looked at mom. I looked back there at mom. Mom makes a face. I'm like, oh, well, what team do you root for? So you're a Tennessee fan. Okay, that's all right. You got two Bulldogs right here, so we'll forgive you. For that right there, all right?
I'll let you slide.
We'll let that slide right now, man, because we don't want no problems
with Lane. You beat Tennessee every time you played them.
Yeah, I'm 3-0 against Tennessee.
And you hobnail booted them, so
yes.
I think you guys are fine with that one.
We're pretty good over there. But, Jalen, how you been, man? How has the first year? Because I think we talked to him after the draft, I think.
I believe so.
I think we talked about that. How is it? You know, the transition we're going for you, brother.
Yeah, it's been a transition, you know, getting adjusted to my first year in the league, you know, like making that leap from college to the NFL now. You know, you go through those growing pains, you go through those adjustments, and, you know, I feel like I went through them well and having a good, successful year for right now.
I would say so. Dealt with some injury a little bit earlier in the year. How are we feeling at this point?
Yeah, feel good. We're going to that back half of the season, so we're just, holding up, you know, playing the best football we can.
Okay.
I got one question, because you've been doing this since Georgia. Where did the celebration thing come from? The walk with the arms?
You know, that's the last name. You know, the Walker. You know, it's always been a running joke.
Uh-huh.
To me and my dad. Little incident back in elementary school. But the walk, I've been doing it since college, and you know, that's just been my swagger.
Okay.
What was the incident? I mean, I'm interested now.
Yeah, you know, it was just a scenario I told one of the guys, like, my last name's Walker. You know, I'm good to walk. So we just – it runs from there. So.
Okay. All right. Because I was like, is he still – because he did it – he did a whole lot in Austin.
And also
I was like, yeah. We saw a lot of that.
Well, we've seen it a lot this year too, which we're happy to say. Now, one of the fun things about this day being here and getting to talk to you guys and having the kids be a part of the show is the kids have questions too. And I know Liam has some questions that he wants to ask. So the floor is yours, my friend.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is chicken. I can't eat chicken any time of the day. Lunch, dinner, breakfast if I could.
Does it matter what kind? Is it fried?
Grilled? I try to be better, you know, in life now. So I go a little baked chicken, grilled chicken in there. So.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Bone in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No chicken nuggets.
Woo, my man. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Jalen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, man.
A boneless chicken wing is just a chicken nugget.
Yeah, it's a chicken tender, chicken nugget, whatever you want to say.
It's all that.
All right, Bulldog. We good now.
Yeah,
we're good right now. What else you got, Liam?
What's your favorite song?
Favorite song?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, I've been here all, you know, this morning at the Children's Hospital singing Christmas carols with some of my teammates. So right now, I guess it has to be Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah,
okay.
We performed that a couple times upstairs, so I feel like that's our number one hit single right now.
Are you leading the pack when it comes to this?
Yeah, we try to make a good group collective effort when it gets to coming and singing. So
Nathan Carter had like the baritone.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He took over upstairs. So he took over.
Is he trying to outshine everybody?
He's trying to.
Oh, yeah, he's trying to outshine. He's trying to outshine. Liam, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Let It Snow.
Let It Snow. Hold on. What version? Well, I probably don't know that. Boys the Men version?
It's the real one.
The real one.
The real
one. That's
real
the one he likes. Okay? Don't we try to tell him his
favorite. Yeah, you know, I tried to put it the Boys the Men one.
What's
right?
your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, man. My favorite Christmas song is, you know, the song that plays one time a Christmas Eve. Temptation, okay, Silent Night. Yeah. I mean, it's just
hard to beat.
It's on repeat. And then Stevie Wonder.
This Christmas.
This Christmas, yeah.
Not this Christmas though.
He's got a whole.
Yeah, he got a whole catalog.
Yeah, he got a whole catalog.
Oh my gosh, it's driving me crazy. I'll get to this.
Okay.
Second. Yeah.
I like Ray Charles.
Oh, Arai.
Oh, is it Ave Maria or something? No, that's not it. I don't know what that's called. Ave Maria.
You oh, like Ave yeah. Maria? But listen to it, how Stevie sang it, man.
No, it sounded.
Stevie sang it. Woo, boy.
You sounded a lot like Stevie.
I know, man.
But, like, not blind. You sounded like deaf Stevie.
Yeah, let me tell you something, man. Y'all think Stevie blind. I mean, won't you? They say Stevie a hell of an air hockey player. But,
because I know you guys, we were talking when Jalen sat down that you guys had sung Jingle Bells, Jingle Bell Rock, Santa Claus is Coming to Town,
right.
A bunch of different stuff, and you guys got the cool Christmas light necklaces
we're
and all that,
to,
the Santa hat.
With Santa hats, yeah. The LED bulb lights on our neck, jerseys, repping, so we're prepared.
What's the decoration situation like at your house?
Right, so my mom was down maybe 2 weeks ago, so of course, I got the decorations. We got the trees. We got the ornaments. We got the garland, lights on the house. I feel like we're pretty festive this year.
Good.
Are you gonna like leave it up, like after Christmas?
Oh no. We take it down.
Y'all take it right down after.
I'm taking it.
When does it have to be down by?
Let it go through New Year.
Yep.
That's about when you take it down. About that time. That first 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Liam, Christmas is coming up. Now tell us this: what is on Liam's Christmas list?
Huh?
What do you want for Christmas?
You know how this guy?
Yeah, I like it.
They have elf pets.
Elf pets?
Oh, I already got one upstairs, so I need two more.
What kind of pet does he have?
They have like a reindeer,
an
Arctic fox, and what's that other puppy's name?
Like a polar bear, maybe. Oh, a dog! Oh, it's got a dog. Okay,
nice.
Okay.
Because
nice.
He's sitting here. He's got the elf on the shelf.
Yes,
there.
The elf on the shelf.
Yeah.
Still don't know what or when it came to
whatever
to,
beautiful person.
Whatever
thought
beautiful
of that.
Person thought of it, man. Did not have kids. that is a single person thing right there.
What animal do you have? You have the reindeer already.
Yes.
Okay. And you're looking for the Arctic fox.
And
the dog.
And the dog.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you wanna ask Jalen another question?
Sure. What's your favorite dance move?
Ooh.
Great question. He's proud of himself on that one. That was a good one. That's a good one.
Man, dance move. I don't know. You got to give me a dance move so I can hit it during the game once I get a sack, man. I don't know.
What?
Moonwalk?
Ooh, the moonwalk. With cleats?
That's hard.
That's a long day, man.
That's a hard one right there when you think about the cleat
part. You know,
I might
be able to hit the moonwalk with my socks, but, you know, that's not on the field. Man, those cleats going to get me stuck in the ground, man. What's your favorite dance move?
It belongs to Michael Jackson.
What's a good place to start?
Okay.
It's the moonwalk.
Okay.
So
the moonwalk.
So you like the moonwalk?
Yes.
Oh, that's why you wanted to put it out there. Okay.
Okay.
So is Michael Jackson your favorite artist?
Yes.
What's your favorite song?
It's called In the Closet. I'm pretty sure you not heard that one.
You don't think? Hold on, man. What are you trying to play over here, man? I love Michael Jackson, man. You're nine. Make sure we get that. Nine, I got the coolest Michael Jackson action figure ever, man. So I love me some Michael Jackson.
I have like 30 stuff of him.
You got Michael Jackson stuff too? Oh man, yeah. Oh yeah. But we weren't cool before. We are all the way cool now, my brother.
I already got 30 Michael Jackson dolls.
We cool, man. You know, me and you cool. Boy, you cool in the fan with me, man.
I think it's four.
Uh-huh. Oh, he can't keep count.
They got four dolls?
Jackson 5 has some good Christmas songs, too.
Yes, they do, actually. Yeah. Yes, they do. When Michael was tempted.
Young.
Yes. Young and tempted. Yes. When he was young and tempted and all those things. So, Jalen, obviously, the season, team-wise, win-wise, it's not going away. But how are the spirits? I mean, because, again, it's still professional. You still get to go out. You still have a job to do and everything like that. Coming off a disappointing trip up to New York City and everything like that. Obviously, you got to get ready for a big opponent. Your mindset, just dude, I'm talking about you yourself, trying to go finish off the season strong.
Right. You know, we just got to keep pushing forward. We still got weeks to go and left in the season. And you never know within our conference, within the league. You never know what might happen. We might slip here, slip there. But being in a competitive league, you see competitive teams everywhere, you know, and it's just what we have to endure and what we play in. But, you know, my mindset going forward, you know, is just to keep balling, making sure that we keep putting that first foot forward, striving for excellence.
I know we're going to get a chance to talk to Xavier Watson a little bit as well. A lot of young, I mean, rookie and second year talent on that defense.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you know, we mentioned the fact that the record isn't where you want it to be, but there has to be optimism about the future of that side of the ball with all the young guys.
Right. I feel like, you know, with the group we have, the rookie class, you know, my class, you know, I feel like we've done a great job, you know, being demonstrative in what we're doing, you know, having that best foot forward, you know, that translation from college over to the league, you know, it's great to see. And, you know, the success that all of us are having, you know, it's just great to have.
Now, last one for me, because – Liam, him and his family, they are Tennessee fans. Okay. There is another classmate of yours came in the same round that is a Tennessee Volunteer.
Yes.
Is there a competition to get to the quarterback?
Of course. You know, there's always that competitive nature within the whole room, within the whole defense, the whole D-line. We're all hunting.
But, you know, I mean, that's your brother.
Right.
You love him. All right, y'all are definitely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Play the future of that position here in Atlanta.
No doubt.
But he got you by one.
We won two combo.
Yeah, he got you by one set.
Five
no, we're tied. We're 5-5.
Oh,
tied. I was gonna see if you'd
win. Okay. Well, there's five games left.
Yeah, okay.
There's five games left.
Yeah,
there's plenty of time to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, just
what happens Saturday, do you think?
Saturday? Oh, for the dogs? Mm-hmm. Oh, take care of business.
Damn right, bunk.
Yeah, what? I didn't say
Mercedes Benz.
I didn't say either way. I just asked.
I don't like how you asked.
Okay. I'm sorry. Should have let Liam ask.
You're not as optimistic as we are.
I am optimistic. I think Georgia's really good. Liam,
got a Bama problem.
Liam, thank you.
Thank you so much, my man.
Thank you so much.
Sir.
I know Liam's going to hang out. Liam's going to stay with us.
Okay, cool.
Because Xavier Watts and Kobe Bryant are going to come in and hang out with us as well. Jalen, thank you
so much. Appreciate you, my brother.
Sir, appreciate y'all.
Stay healthy, man.
Yep, most definitely.
Jalen
thank
Walker,
y'all.
Nice to hang with us here at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. We'll take one last break and come back and chat with Kobe Bryant and Xavier Watts after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There we go.
Yeah, man. Tinted Michael.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
We're coming back from break, Liam.
Liam.
We need our co-host.
Liam is out of breath. Liam been dancing so hard the whole break.
However long that break was.
Yes.
7 minutes?
Yes.
6 minutes? I don't know. 8 minutes? I don't know how long the break
Liam
was.
Liam danced.
The whole time.
The whole time.
The whole time.
They put on Michael Jackson for him in the studio.
Yeah.
And he just had him a good time.
And he was doing all the Michael Jackson moves.
Was.
And
yes,
he wasn't just doing one thing for 7 minutes. He was moonwalking. He was doing all the different Michael Jackson stuff that you've come to love. That was – you tired? I guess you're 9. You got plenty of energy. That was well done,
that
man. You
awesome.
Weren't kidding about loving Michael Jackson.
Yes. He was again, he did everything.
He did everything.
He did all the dances. And so, yes. If Liam, if people thought Liam was joshing about being Michael Jackson,
no, just,
he was 100%
honest kid.
Honest kid.
It's an honest kid.
Because
well, it's Christmas time. You got, you know.
Yeah. Naughty or nice.
Sure you're on the nice list.
Michael said it. Naughty or nice. Rudy toot toot and rummy tum tum.
That's right. You got to stay
what
on the.
What the heck does that mean?
There's a lot of Christmas song stuff that doesn't make any sense. Like, no one roasts chestnuts on an open fire. No one eats sugar plums.
No.
No one's ever heard of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's nonsense.
So why does it sound so good?
I don't know.
Maybe,
sounds great.
Maybe because Nat says it.
Chestnuts.
Yeah, but no, that's what I'm saying. You're like, yeah, fire. Like, yeah, but the Rudy toot toot and runny tun tun.
What is that?
I don't know. What is that?
I mean, old-timey toys.
I guess. You know, there was a time that you played wooden toys.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, right. And there was nothing wrong with that, you know.
Some people still do play with wooden
toys. Yeah, play with them, man. You but, know? Yeah.
Amish. The Amish still playing with wooden toys.
I did not know that.
Hey, I'm not going to ask you if you tried to learn it, because everyone did, but when you were trying to learn the moonwalk, were you good at it?
Yeah. Oh, was I good at it? No.
Yeah.
Did I get
it's
good
hard.
At it? Yes, I got good.
You got good at it.
But it was one of those things, like Jay said, you had to have the perfect conditions. You had to have the right floor.
Yeah.
You had
a
to
really,
have the right.
A nice, yeah.
Yes.
A nice,
had,
clean floor.
You had to have the right socks.
What was good for us growing up in Seattle was, like, wet pavement
uh-huh.
is really good for it. So you
oh,
could
really?
Moonwalk on the playground.
I never, ever would have thought that.
Yeah. Well, you know, you grow up in Seattle, it rains all the time.
Yeah, I understand.
You got to make, you gotta make do with the elements.
I get that part. You know, the great thing last week when they were when we had the Washington and the Washington Oregon game.
Oh,
last
we
week.
Don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, but no, I just want to talk about the atmosphere
oh,
around
the atmosphere.
It. Oh man, Washington's a beautiful place, man, and especially around the stadium and
it
everything.
It is.
It was really cool, man. It was really cool. I didn't mean to bring up.
Gave up too many points and didn't score enough.
Yeah, but y'all stopped the run though.
We did.
You stopped the run.
We did stop.
You know, but that dude just got put them.
That
dude,
wide receiver for
that
Oregon.
That wide receiver
fast,
for Oregon.
Man. Some athletes over there.
Yeah.
All right, so final segment for us here as we broadcast live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Liam has been putting on a show for everybody in his Grinch pajamas. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys saw it all, but Liam has been dancing to Michael Jackson. That's his favorite artist, and he's got moves.
Yes.
Kobe Bryant and Xavier Watts are sitting down with us right now to hang out and chat with Liam and talk Christmas and all that good stuff. Fellas, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Good to
doing
see
good.
You.
Yep,
good.
The couple other young bucks, man. I know we got to get Liam, but we always have to ask the initial questions. How has it been? Because I know that, you know, this is a young defense. And we just had Jalen on, talked about the contribution. Because all of you guys, I mean, first year, 8 games in, all have had a big role in this defense.
Yeah, I mean, just the young guys that are hungry. Me, Jalen, James, Billy, Kobe. I mean, it's a defensive group of young guys that have come in and that are hungry and just, you know, want to go out there and perform. So, like I said, we're just hungry. We want to go out there and do our thing.
Okay. We've been talking to – we talked to Jalen and obviously a couple of the other young guys that are here just about the young presence on defense. We're talking rookies like you guys, second-year guys that are really kind of heart and soul of this thing. You got to feel good about the future of that side of the ball with the talent and the youth that you guys have, I would think.
Yeah.
I feel good about it.
Yeah, I
guess that wasn't a good question.
Future's bright with the guys we got in there. Like I said, we're all – hardworking guys. We all, like I said, we all want to come in and contribute and, you know, help this organization out as much as possible. So,
Were you named after Kobe?
Yes, sir.
You were named after Kobe. Okay, yes, okay. I was always curious because I knew we were going to have you. I was like, I was always curious if that was you were going to be you were named after Kobe.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Don't
did you want to play?
Hey, man, don't come in a day gonna serve, man. All right. don't let the great BSP. My last question for you. Obviously, we're gonna have more questions. Your first game. All right. Ball's coming out. Y'all in the red zone. They're coming in. Here you come. You were in coverage. First tackle.
Yeah.
All right. First tackle. Did you think you missed him?
A little bit.
You came and just flew in. And then it's like – then the whole Benz erupts and everything because he was one of those guys we asked on summer. This dude here, man.
Sure.
He might be something here, man. How has it been for you? Because obviously you're starting to get more and more playing time as the season went on.
It's been cool. It's been fun just playing behind A.J. Terrell, one of the best corners in the league. Been pretty cool just learning off him, getting experience with him, talking to me every day, learning new things in the league. It's just been fun. Been cool.
I'm sure everyone's asked you this a million times, but I've never talked to you before. You had to want to play basketball too, right?
Growing up? Yeah.
I mean, you made it to the NFL, so it worked out pretty good, but you had to want to play some basketball growing up too, right?
Yeah, I had offers coming out of high school playing basketball, but I chose football. I had offers baseball too, but
Oh, really?
I just chose football. That's just my love for the game. Sure. I just love football.
Sure. And again, I mean, it worked out.
Zay, how has it been for you as far as your transition? Obviously, we know what kind of program you came from Notre Dame, and obviously being coached by Marcus and things like that, and a lot of expectation, even though, you know, you're a third-round pick and all those things. Everybody still looked at you as a guy that was going to be that early contributor. How has the adjustment been for you from leaving Notre Dame to where you are now?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, like you said, the type of program I came from, Notre Dame, with Coach Freeman, they prepared me as best they could. Just stepping in, you know, I felt ready to go, comfortable, confident. So just a tribute to Notre Dame, what they were able to set me up for to come to the Atlanta Falcons to be ready to go.
Now, was that an incentive interception against the Saints? Like, I'm going to get this because, you know, anyway. you didn't knock it down or something like that. But it was like,
I was already upset with myself because I should have had at least like two other picks before that.
Right.
So once I seen the ball in there, I was like, all right, I'm getting this one for sure.
Right. Yeah. No matter knock it down or nothing, I'm going to get it.
I was like, I'm going to get this for sure. So I had to go get it.
You think, has Notre Dame done enough to get into the playoff?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think I seen something earlier. Coach Freeman said it was like, do you want the best teams at the beginning of the year or the best teams now? And Notre Dame is definitely one of the best teams now.
That's smart to say when you start 0-2.
Yeah. And I mean,
it's a good argument.
They had start against two good teams, Miami and what was the other team? Texas A&M.
A&M, yeah.
So they had two good starts. Yep. I mean, they're playing good right now.
All right,
my man, Liam.
Let's get to the fun part.
Let's get part. What you got? Well, all right, Liam.
Liam's got the real questions.
When's your birthday?
My birthday is in November 22nd. I just turned.
Oh.
My birthday was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, happy belated birthday.
Now, do people get it confused with Thanksgiving? They always – because it's – when you do people call you and text you on Thanksgiving, happy birthday?
Not anymore. Was a little bit. My birthday fell on Thanksgiving a couple years
ago.
Sure.
Okay.
So, but, yeah. When's your birthday?
October 16th.
October 16th. Okay, cool.
It's a couple fall birthdays.
Fall birthday.
What about you, Kobe?
My birthday in September.
September what?
17th.
I'm 24th. We're right there. Does that make you a Libra or not quite? Anyway, it doesn't matter. We don't care about that kind of stuff, man,
on this show.
It's not a first date, my bad.
We're talking
about Libras.
Everybody's crazy. Every sign is crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the thing. Oh, I'm a
every single one of every them is filled with crazy people.
Yeah, so
he must be a Capricorn.
He must be a Scorpion. whatever like that. So what else you got, my man, Lim?
How old are you?
I'm 24.
I'm 24.
Whoa.
Kobe.
We're old. Why'd you say whoa? He sure did.
Whoa.
How old are you?
9.
Make sure we get it right. We called him 10 earlier. He made sure that he got all that correction in for that, man. So what's the best part of Christmas to you guys?
Being with family.
Yeah.
Really, just enjoying your time with family. Just seeing your family happy around the house. Just fun to see.
Yeah, I agree. Just having a good Christmas spirit with your family is eating good food, having a good time, just enjoying each
other. Are your families in town? They're going to come in town? Were they in town for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, my family coming in town for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Great. Yeah,
that's great. I don't know yet, but they came for Thanksgiving.
they came for Thanksgiving.
You're not sure if you need them back that fast?
That's what I'm saying. The way you said that, like, it ain't Monday yet? What time that day going to play?
It's true. Right. Thanksgiving weekend just ended.
Ask them
in a couple weeks. Yeah, maybe we'll could come back. So you guys would have been 15 years ago if you're 24, right? So in 2010, what was like the dream Christmas gift for you guys when you were Liam's age?
Getting a bike.
Oh, oh yeah.
That's great.
Getting a bike. Really getting a bike.
I don't know. Probably some type of video game. Or probably a pair of shoes, to be honest.
That's
I
feel a little like, PS. You mean a little PS5 PS, thing?
Yeah.
You play all?
All the little handheld thing?
Yeah.
Play so, Switch or something?
No, yeah, my kids have Nintendo. Switch. Yeah. But, I'm not even going to date myself.
I know. Have you guys heard of a Game Boy?
Yeah, I'm not even going to date myself right
that's
there.
What I had.
To go back, because that was a long time ago.
The black and white Game Boy.
The Game Boy. But there was another one that was by
Sega. Had like the little.
Yeah,
I don't remember what it was called, but yeah. I didn't have one, but I wanted one.
Yeah, but see, the only reason I got one because that's when, you know, we were in a different bracket.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. So if I was in the regular bracket, there's no way in hell I could have got one of those things. Mom ain't buying me nothing like that.
Yeah, never.
I played the same Duck Hunt combo, Mario combo for the first 8 years.
My wife's such a hoarder. We cleaned out some stuff in the attic when we got the Christmas decorations down last week, and she had a box with the old Game Boy Color in it, mm-hmm. which again predates you guys by quite a bit, but it still worked.
Yeah, man.
We're playing Mario versus Wario on the Game Boy Color. Still fun.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. So y'all had houses because, like I said, your family was just here. Your family's come back. Your family was here. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming they decorated the house.
Yeah.
Is your house decorated?
I just bought a Christmas tree yesterday.
All right.
So
I'm getting one later.
It's December 1st yesterday. Right. You're fine.
So you got, how long is it going to stay just the tree? Are you going to put the garland and all the stuff on it?
I got a pre-lit one.
Oh, you bought it for, okay, so it's a fake one?
Very smart.
But that's good. You're able to use it.
Very, very smart. Mm-hmm. That's a good investment. Very, very smart. I was like, okay, because, you know, you can just boop, put it back in the box, put it in the basement, and then next year, December 1st, you'll bring it up again.
Bring it right back
out. My man.
Plus, it probably has that setting with the different colored lights.
I can change it, everything.
They fade in and out. They make them nicely.
Yeah, so because of where you guys are now, are you getting more requests this year for Christmas?
Yes. Yeah. Obviously.
I'll let him answer
that. Is there more requests coming now instead of what you need?
That's long gone. Long and no more what you want anymore. Can you give me this?
Yeah. Exactly, man. Exactly. You got anything else over there, Liam?
Huh?
You got anything else for the players?
Okay. What's your favorite number?
Favorite number? I say 22 because my birthday is November 22nd.
What's your favorite number?
24.
Because of Kobe.
That's interesting. People may not know listening. Maybe they do. You're number 31. Mm-hmm. You got your jersey on right now. You're number 37.
Yeah.
Why didn't you guys go with your favorite numbers?
It was gone.
Oh, it's gone. Okay.
Well, AJ wears his
number. Oh, yeah, AJ's
AJ wears his number.
And 22
is
Clark.
Oh, okay.
I haven't worn 22 in a while, okay. But I still just my favorite number.
Okay.
So, but because the thing about numbers, it's always, you know, it's a lot of people, it's whatever. You know, whatever, give me the number. I'm going to go make the number and all those different things. Mm-hmm. But when you got the number, and you're sitting there, you're coming into Atlanta, you go in the locker room, you're first every time, and there's 31, there's 37. What was your first initial reaction?
Is that me? Because my girlfriend asked me what number I am. I said, 37. She started laughing, so I kind of felt.
Ugh, bad. That like that?
She said, ugh.
Ew.
What's wrong with 37? That's not a bad one. I like it better
as a
than
quarter?
At a quarter?
As a quarter?
All right, okay,
nasty.
Fine. 37
nasty.
Wow. Wait, who's Ricardo Allen's number, wasn't it?
Ricardo looked pretty cool.
Yeah, Ricardo was an excellent Falcon.
He was outstanding. But I understand what Kobe's saying. Yeah. I understand what you're saying over there, Kobe. I understand what you're saying, Kobe.
All right. Well, I think that's probably going to do it.
Yeah, man.
Liam,
awesome time, buddy. Good job again, my brother. And anytime you want to come up, I'm blocking your mother. Anytime you want to become a Bulldog fan, let me know, okay?
You know what my favorite number is?
Tell me. Oh, yeah.
My Mine is 67.
67.
Oh, please tell you. Oh, God.
I get it. Oh. See, I'm cool with the kids. You get it.
Well, I'm just going to tell you. I got.
We are
got,
you doing it?
I'm just like, yeah.
That's the first 6'7 reference on this show, and I'm proud of that. And it wasn't by either one of us, okay? That's good.
I know they ain't my child, but it still drives me crazy. Goodness gracious.
What does it mean, Liam? What does it mean?
Just means 6'7".
There we go, man.
That's all you need to know.
Gracious, man.
Kobe. Navier, thank you, guys.
Appreciate you so much, fellas. Y'all stay healthy, stay blessed, fellas.
Thank you. All right, that's going to do it.
Oh, we're done for the day, huh?
For old Andy and Randy.
It's quitting time.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Just another awesome year being able to come to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and celebrate Christmas and hang out. We appreciate everybody listening to us. We appreciate everyone here with the Falcons in the hospital. And we look forward to doing it again
year
after year.
Another great day, man. Appreciate you, everybody. Appreciate Choa, obviously Atlanta Falcons, all the players, everybody listening. Thank you all so much, Liam. These kids, just awesome today, Andy.
Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 11.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.